was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much. Mike and the Molotovs, and Brett is on his way to Prestige Billiards in Glendale.
If you see the KUPD truck, roll your window down, do the Italian gesture. Oh! Yeah,
give him the fingers.
Yeah.
Not that finger. The little circle. You can give him the finger, too. But he's going to the west side. 79th Avenue and Bell, essentially. It's actually 83rd Avenue and Bell, but, you know, the main cross streets. So you get on out there. Brett's going to have all the stuff out there he's bringing with him for U-Fest, U-Fest ticket drop. And here I just got a text from Meathead, the owner of Prestige Billiards, who liked the idea as if you can lift it, it's yours. He's going to move a pool table out in front. And if without apparatus or equipment you can pick it up and get it out of there, you can have it.
Oh, God.
And he also told me, he goes, and I'll move it to prove it's not rigged. In front of him. So if you can manage to, and I don't know what Kevin's going to do for rules. By the way, KUPD not affiliated with all the hernias and lawsuits and backs.
This is the Prestige Challenge.
The Prestige, Kevin the Meathead Prestige Billiards Challenge. He's moving a table out right now. If you can lift it, it's yours. When Brock Lesnar moves that table out there, and then you try to pick it up and move it, he might even give you a friend to help. But usually they're...
No, it's one dude.
Yeah, if you one dude it, and you can manage to get... I don't know if he's going to be like, all right, fine. Take one of those things that lifts washers and dryers and try to... If you can move it, you can have it. And I mean, move it onto a truck and drive it out. If you can get it out of there, it's yours. I can hear him right now. Well, he's moving that thing around. So not only could you win U-Fest tickets, if you're a mountain of a man or woman... That's not going to happen. You can have a pool table today, too, for free. All you got to do is be able to get it up, which is the case for all of us, really. Otherwise, Brett's going to have U-Fest tickets for you. You might want to just go out there and see that. I might go out there and just watch people trying to lift a pool table.
Oh, that's
it is.
That'd be pretty good.
It's hard.
Pretty good.
It's a pretty tough one. 7 to 9 o'clock this morning, Brett's out there. 7942 West Bell Road. It's Bell Road and 83rd Avenue. So get on over there to Prestige Billiards. Meathead will get you all loaded up and ready. Got this email I'm very proud of. I find this very funny. It says, good morning, John. I'd like to report that I saw bogues in the wild yesterday. That's you, Brady.
Yeah.
My daughter had a tennis match in Gilbert, and we drove to watch her play. I look around, and a stubby, round, older gentleman was sitting at a table. Took me a minute, but I figured it out. That's Brady. Funny when you don't know someone other than what is described to you by other people. But sure enough, my suspicion was confirmed when the round tennis rock star dressed in an all-white tennis attire took time away from watching Kirby to film a bird in a tree with his phone. I could hear John's voice in my head saying, it's just a bird, man. Who the F cares? Thank you for making my morning tolerable, Julian. Were you filming birds and trees?
I was not. It was my Uncle Frank, who's a park ranger. He whips out
the... They know the difference between you and Uncle Frank.
Well, yeah, but I went over there with him. It wasn't my phone. He was recording it. And because he'd asked me what that bird was, and it was on top. I'm like, I think it's a cactus wren. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm, it wasn't.
Bird watching with old men.
Actually, the one thing we did go, we stood up twice. One... the second time was to see that B-25 bomber that is at Falcon Field.
Oh.
They fly that in the afternoon.
That's how entertaining Frank's tennis is.
Well, Kirby had won a singles match 0-0.
Oh, no,
it wasn't
showed up
much of a challenge.
The kid didn't show up?
No. Just
oh, she's 6-0, 6-0. Yeah. I don't even know what they go to.
Yeah.
Oh. And yeah, then, so it's not good. It's girls tennis at its lowest level when the other girl's playing.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Pretty bad.
I don't know about lowest, but.
So it was, well, the only thing lower was like kids who have no arms or.
Beginners. Yeah,
very much beginners. That's all right.
A little bit better than beginners.
It's girls tennis at age 14, 15. Sitting in 95 degrees. The only thing better is watching birds with an old man. And again, you're telling me these people argued the word elderly yesterday. And they're watching, they're filming birds and trees.
They have that app that identifies. I haven't done that one
That's
yet.
Maybe the most elderly thing you can do. A bird identification app.
Oh, yeah. Well, my brother has it, but I give him semi-excuse because he's a biology teacher. And so
you should know it already.
Yeah. Not in Arizona when he comes out.
What does he need to teach
that for?
Like,
what are you doing filming that plant?
So biology is geographic to him?
Yeah.
It only goes as far
because
as
he can know,
the
you know,
Cuyahoga?
He'll know the standards, the saguaro and certain cactus.
Oh, sure, sure.
But then when you come out there, he's like,
Why study all the stuff that isn't around you? It's just biology of... So he teaches biology of the greater Cleveland area.
And the two or three that he knows in other states that might be common.
Oh, he pops off a couple others to make people think, wow, this guy knows everything.
He knows it. That's all you need to do.
Every road trip's a discovery for him.
It is.
Yeah, fake it till you make it as a biology guy. That's what I've always said. And that's the best thing about science. We can make it whatever we want. It's there for us to do whatever we want. But yeah, so you were spotted yesterday in the wild bird watching. That's not good, Brady. Just always remember that when you guys are wowing a bird and filming it in a tree and it's not doing anything spectacular like holding a missing infant, I guess like there's people are going to laugh at you. So just realize
maybe we shouldn't. I didn't want Uncle Frank to be by himself on that thing.
You should have told Uncle Frank.
Yeah. That's kind of, I was a wingman.
I know what actually happened. Guaranteed.
Uncle Frank, look over there. It's Cactus Wren. You don't get a lot of that where you're from.
Sure don't, Brady. What
are you doing with that rope?
I'm going to hang myself. This conversation is the worst I've ever been in my life.
Let's go stand by that bird. Film it.
Okay. That'll be the last thing I do. Yeah. Don't do that. People.
Yeah, it was 2 days ago.
Either way, people see you and think about these things and hold yourself to a higher standard than filming birds who look at you like, what are you looking at?
You're a bird.
Yeah. We're around every day.
Neat.
But Frank probably got a kick out of it because, like I said yesterday, Frank's an elderly man. He hates hearing it.
Retired.
Hey, look, 65 plus is the definition of elderly.
Right. And he's
on
retired.
Yeah. You're super elderly. And that's not a bad word.
No, he didn't take offense to
it. I know. Mary.
Stan Mary.
Yeah. Mary's elderly. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a good word.
Witchy Poo did not appreciate that.
Well, she told you Chunks, her nickname for you. I don't like those kind of nicknames. How's it feel, Mary? How's it feel, huh? As the family argued with me for years that Chunks was not a kind nickname to give to a obese young boy.
What are you talking about?
She didn't like being called elderly. She fired back immediately.
Oh, Chunks, you're a pussy. Big deal I call you that. Well, you're elderly. All right, I'm calling my lawyers.
Now, you prove it when you start watching birds. I'm worried about you. Your entertainment standards have to be raised. The bird has to be holding like a Lindbergh baby or a bone, like a human femur, and like now you can film a bird. Otherwise, and it has to be doing something. Otherwise, it's just a bird.
It was no red-belly sapsucker.
Nobody cares. No one would care if it was. It's just a bird. It has to be doing something or has to be like, shouldn't be here bird. Like
that's a bigger deal.
It shouldn't be here birds are the ones you film. Like, whoa.
Yeah, like with a crane the other day picking lizards off our slump block wall on top of it.
That's kind of neat.
That was pretty awesome.
There's the thing.
Where's the video for that?
Yeah.
Ronnie has it.
It's always running. You stood outside and filmed that for a little while. And did you get any blood?
I watched him from the kitchen.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He was nailing the lizards right off the wall.
Don't try to make it overly exciting. We liked it from the beginning. But suddenly, if you had like a Canadian goose just on your porch, just massive, like the real ones. Holy cow. or like some sort of bird that doesn't belong here. Now you're filming. Well, how did he get here? I see seagulls sometimes, and that like, what? What are you doing over here?
A lot of action this week in the bird. You know, two mallard ducks that were floating in our pool for the first time. I don't know. I went out there.
Floating dead or swimming?
No, they're alive. They decided to take a swim in our pool.
Tony Soprano had that problem.
Yeah. Right. I was looking around.
Yeah. For Tony Soprano?
No, I just remember that.
Now, that would have been exciting. Ducks and, you know, Tony Soprano are in
there. Now over the fence.
Breaking out the thing. Otherwise, I'm just chucking chlorine tablets at the ducks. Get out of here, you piles of You make ducks comfortable. The next thing you know, what do you have? Duck all over your backyard.
Yep. They won't be back.
No. You got to get rid of those. That's an infestation. Yuck. Yeah. So be careful. People are watching you. You can't have that kind of stuff.
I'll remember.
Yeah. I already got an email from a guy that says, I'm huge. I'm getting that pool table. All right. Dude, it's still like a couple thousand pounds.
Sign the waiver.
Yeah, not ours.
Sign the waiver.
Not my deal. Yeah, I say don't. I say you shouldn't. I go out there and watch the idiots have their buttholes rosebud when they try to pick up a 2,000-pound table. This belongs to me. Oh, I need an ambulance.
Brett, please look away and film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Brett. And on the film say, we do not support this act at all. This is all on Prestige Billiards. I can lift your pool table. It's 2,000 pounds. Nobody can do this.
Go ahead.
Unless that the mountain shows up, and even still, maybe.
Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah. Yeah. That dude comes in, he's got his weight belt on. Where is pool table? It's over there.
Under his arm.
I get it. Yeah. Hi. Look, he's got it. He's putting it on a majestic bird. I don't know. Now film that.
I kind of want to see Meathead's face when Thor Bjornsson shows
up. Who is this Meathead? Where's my table?
You're tiny.
You're a little man. Help me put the cover on it. You see Thor putting rocks on top of it. It's not heavy enough.
I need a workout.
So if you want to go try to lift, literally, I think they weigh about 1,800 pounds.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You want to go try to lift that and put it in the back of your Saab? Go nuts. What are you going to do with it once you get it up? It's not like get it off the ground and win it. You got to move it.
Yeah, lifting one end is.
Yeah, you're saying there will be cars there that are lighter than this pool table.
Oh, there'll be dumb people going, I thought all I had to do is get it off the ground.
I got it outside.
Yeah, no, it's outside already. You got to get it up and into something and then drive away with it. It's yours. And then when you're home, now the real fun starts. Trying to get it off of whatever you put it on. And I don't know how it works. I don't know if you can bring teams. I don't know if like 13 or 14 guys. And you're all going to fight over it. Anyway, Kevin's new idea out at Prestige Billiards is questionable at best and not
ours. The lift it at yours sale.
Yeah, it's the old catch it and keep it from George Carlin. A grand piano. Catch it and keep it. Prestige Billiards out there. Glenda, go. I would go watch that. And Brett now has a front row seat to Butthole Rosebuds. Because that's what's going to happen. I'll tell you this. And this isn't my game. So it's just an idea. Brainstorming here. Spitballing. If you do Rosebud while you're trying to lift it, you can also have a pool table. How about that? I mean.
I don't want to know what you got to do to pool confirm table. That. Tabletop
video if, game or.
No. You know, get a whole pool table. Okay. Because you know what? You got a Rosebud. I don't know how many people are going to go out there. Like, Kevin's like, you got to tell them to stop. Like, 8 rosebuds. Like, if you're, nobody wants a rosebud.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah, if you got dudes bubbling up, look like they're blowing bubbles out their asses. I need an ambulance, but I get that pool table. We could try to put them out of business. But if you rosebud while you try to lift it, Kevin will give you a pool table. It's in the fine print. I don't encourage that. But I will say, if it does happen while you're trying to lift 2,000 pounds. And Kevin's like, and he even said that. He goes, I'll move it around so they know it's not rigged or like drilled to the ground. Because he can. I don't know how or why, but he can. He's got like all the
pressure points. He knows the angles.
He knows the angles. He knows the pressure points of a pool table to scooch it. I've seen him do it. It's weird. Anyway. And he's got this weird skinny Mr. Robot kid that hangs out with him. Some Russian refugee who's been... Who can reprogram everything?
I don't know where his source is on that. I meet a new one every time.
He always has
a new batch.
He works 20 hours a day, and he wants his assistant with him the whole time.
No one can keep up.
They all leave. They can't help it. The guy won't stop. He's a machine. So this kid's in there with him, and he's talking. I'm like, I don't know this accent, and he told me, and I forget where it was. But I have this game. It's like Golden Tee, only it's bowling. It's a blast. Well, the screen went goofy. And it doesn't work. So he comes by and he goes, do you still have the schematics? Still have? You're assuming I had schematics for this game to begin with. Do you know the codes? Codes of what? No, I know how to roll the ball and make the bowling ball spin when the game works. All this matrix crap that's going on the screen, I have no idea. I need the hand manual. I need the owner's manual. I need the working manual. And I'm like, I don't have that. And then he took something out of his pocket. And he plugged it into the machine, and he just stared, like, at the wall. Didn't even touch it. I'd have your machine fixed tomorrow. What's going on?
Half nice day. He just left.
That's kind of what it was. I said, don't worry about it. Then I get a call. Do you have the schematics? I'm like, I'm never going to have those. I'm never, ever going to own the schematics.
Going over this again.
I need those. I don't know how to obtain them. I don't even know what this game's called. I'm going to have schematics. Also, 2 back entries to the airport. No.
No questions.
What is Old Tower Road and how fast can I get into Swift? No, I'm not telling you that. But they're out there, Prestige Billiards. It's one of the most fun business fronts I've ever seen in my life. There's no way it's just pool tables. We're running Russian oligarchs in and out of tunnels and stuff.
Shoot the glass.
Yeah, it's kind of one of the, it's definitely going to be. Robin Bonnie Blair's bank, whatever her name was. Bonnie Bedelia. Prestige Billiards, 83rd Avenue in Glendale, or in Bell, I'm sorry, in Glendale, 83rd and Bell. Get on out there and say hi to Brett. He's going to have U-Fest tickets, which suddenly has become like a who cares. People trying to lift pool tables. Already the WNBA has shot itself in the foot with Caitlin Clark. Already they've pushed everyone to go,
well, we don't even care if you like us.
Oh, Christ. A reporter in Indianapolis welcoming the great Caitlin Clark to the Indiana Fever said, I want to do something for you in this press conference introducing her to the city. She's sitting in her podium, and he puts up the hand heart where you can take your fingers and make a little heart. She does that.
It's a popular gesture.
She does that all the time during games to her family. And he does it to her, and she goes, ah, you like that, huh? And he goes, I really do. I think it's great. And then she says, I do that for my family during the games. I'll look at them and I'll give them one of those. And he goes, well, if you aim it at me, we're going to be good friends. And the room kind of goes, ha, 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 ha. They want his press credentials. How dare you, you misogynistic pig bastard coming on to her like that. You made it so creepy and gross. It's sexism at its best. I'm like, wait a second. The dude just said, I love you, baby. Thanks for being here. I
want to be in your family.
I would love for you to point that at me. And he said, I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here, that's for sure. Because he's covering the Indiana Fever. This is not why he went to college. He didn't go to college to be an Indiana Fever beat writer, but he is one. So at least he's got something that's going to put him on the map. He finally sees a career path forward that is promising.
You just torched your coverage.
And he's like, I'm so happy you're here. That's basically all he said. I'm so happy you're here. Love, love, love. You're doing something for me that I didn't think would happen, which is relevance to this team I cover. Thank you. Love. Hearts up. The comments are from other WNBA people and everything. Get him out. Never allow him in a room with women again. He's not allowed to talk to us. Would you ever do that to Victor Wembanyama?
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
The professionalism. Where was it? You're not supposed to be a super fan. He's the Indiana Fever beat writer. If he's not a super fan, who is? If that guy can't be a fan, no one can. I was in the press conference for the Steelers when they beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. I had press credentials. I sat in that room and raised my hand. I'm asking Mike Tomlin a question.
I talked to Santonio Holmes, who's the MVP. Mike Tomlin's there. And I got up and I said, you realize you're more important to me than my own father now, right? I get to, like, you are the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl champions. You are now, it goes Noel, Cowher, Tomlin, my dad. And that's shaky ground at number four. Anybody can, almost Joe Madden took that spot over when the Cubs won the World Series in 16. Dad did his job, but I know him too well. And I got heat for that from the other press guys. You're not supposed to have fans in that room. And I'm like, I am
fan
one.
Question.
It was the Super
Someone
Bowl.
Someone woke up our
right. So Bob Kemp, who works down the hall, you know, all the professionalism I didn't show. These press guys are such dicks. All the professionalism I didn't show by asking the question and starting it with, you know, you're more important than my dad. I just want to let you know. I now love you, whether you like it or not. Awesome. Amazing. You were in
which he did laugh.
He didn't. He didn't react at all.
He just smiled.
No, that was a learning day for you. You're dumb. If you have a question like that, you never ask it. And if you're thinking about it, you just fall asleep.
Right. Well, that was my point. Bob Kemp, who, after all this professionalism, you can't have press guys start fanboying in the room. It's a professional setting. We go to college, journalists. You know, our own Bob Kemp was sound asleep. In that same room. Sound asleep.
One of the most important press conferences.
Nobody wrote, the Cardinals lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. And he was there to interview the winning coach and talk, tell me what the Cardinals did. What was it that, talk about the opponent a little bit for me. Help me out. Nobody wrote an article about the sound asleep sports writer in the room. No. Articles were written about me. Saying, I love you. But it never got to the point where people, because they'd never seen me before, people said it was cringy and gross and weird. I was a stan. I'm a super fan. I admit it. Take my credentials.
First thing you said.
This dude said, I am so glad you're here. Thank you for giving, essentially what I read that as, thank you for giving relevance to this otherwise unknown, I didn't know Indiana had a WNBA team until a week ago. I didn't know. And I am not alone. Caitlin Clark has said, hey, you ever heard of the Indiana Fever? There's a lot more people now that have. I didn't know they had a team. And I make fun of and pay attention to the WNBA a lot. And I learned last week Indiana has a team. I couldn't tell you if you asked me right now, have they always had a team or is this a brand new team?
And
I don't know.
Could I guess maybe? Like what state should have a team is Basketball Fever Indiana? But I don't know.
I don't know who's got teams in the WNBA. I know the Mercury. I know the Sparks. I know a few of them. The Houston Comets, the first four-time world champion. They went out of business. But they had a team.
Because they were supposed to be tied to the NBA franchises. But the Connecticut Sun.
I don't know how it works.
Soul,
but what whatever. I do know is I now know about the Indiana Fever. And I know Caitlin Clark's there. Dude who's been covering them is like, I'm so glad you're here. My job was to cover the Indiana Fever. You know how hard that's been? Kevin Ray, who's going to come in here later today, cut his chops broadcasting by doing WNBA games. Now, if you ask Kevin, he'll give you the proper answer because he's a good, decent person. Hey, it got me where I am now. And I'm like, right. You hated it, right? John, let's just order lunch. I'm like, he won't answer it because he shouldn't.
He's going to answer it today.
He's going to get drilled by these questions.
John, it's not WNBA, but are you going to fanboy out at the ASU press conference because your boy Hines Ward is there now?
People have emailed me and said Hines Ward is now the wide receiver coach for ASU. And the only thing I'm emailing back is, we will be friends. I want to be friends with Hines Ward. I want to show him around. I want to be his real estate agent. I want everything good to happen for Hines Ward while he's here.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Yes, I will fanboy on that. And if I'm a member of the press, I'm going to wink and nod and go, I want to talk to you after this. And I might give him the love hands. Hey, by the way, Steeler fan through and through. And he'd laugh and I'd love hands. Glad you're here. So they act like you wouldn't say that to Victor Wembanyama. But you don't think the press in San Antonio was doing backflips when they got this new super phenom player? I bet you in that press conference somebody said something. Victor, so glad you're here.
What about the will you marry me proposal every Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, that's not the press. That's different. I mean, you can have that. The press, it's not a press person that's doing that. They're not talking about just general life. They're talking about this weird unwritten rule.
It's a stunt.
But this isn't a stunt. There's nothing a stunt about this. This is just a guy saying,
hey.
It
was yours. Yours was an
honest
question.
No, it's authentic love. Authentic sports love. And now they're making him a misogynist. He hates women. This motherfucker. took a job covering the Indiana Fever. If he hates women, that's on you during the interview process not to catch that. This dude doesn't hate women. He hates his life. He finally has a reason to feel viable and relevant, and you took it away from him. Did he hit on her and go, I'd really like to take you to dinner sometime? Now we've crossed the line. All he said was, I'm so glad you're here. If you point that heart thing at me, we're going to be great friends because you got a fan in me, essentially, is what I heard. It's like, thank God.
And you shattered that spineless jellyfish.
Yeah. I'm so happy you're here. And women jumped. Sexism, it's alive and well. Everyone should hate this man. And all they did was talk about stealing his credentials, which I tell you, sir, would be the best thing that's ever happened in your life. And his name is Greg Doyle. He said, first thing it seemed, and they even say it in the thing. He said, real quick, let me do this. Does the heart thing. She laughs. She goes, you like that? I like that you're here. I really like that you're here, he says. I do that to my family every game. It's pretty cool. All right, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll get along just fine. First comment on the page. How dare you, sir? That woman deserves respect as an athlete. What did he do? You can't even talk to him. There's so many eggshells with the WNBA. Right. You can't even chat with him. It's not worth it. So, again,
pre-approved questions. What are we going to do?
I don't know. They took their number one super first time ever making the world interested in their product and made it uncomfortable for us.
It bothers me. Idiots. That he's lying more than anything. Just show the heart to me and we'll get along.
Right.
That's a lie.
You think? Why?
I don't think he's hitting on her.
He's not hitting on her. He's saying, thank you for bringing this relevance to my life. Thank you for allowing me to have a job that people will pay attention to. Thank you for making it so when I say I cover the Indiana Fever of the WNBA, the whole room doesn't do this. I'm serious. I do. What do you? If a guy came in and said, so what do you do for a living? I cover the WNBA. Well, what do you want to do would be our next question. What did you go to school for? Not that. Sports broadcast journalism. It's a foot in the door. It's nobody's end goal. Nobody's last stop is WNBA beat reporter. No. In Indianapolis, like you said, the heartland of basketball, the Mecca. You'd rather college or cover high school games. You've got four incredible powerhouse colleges in Indiana. You've got the Pacers, and you are relegated to covering the Fever. I would have given Caitlin Clark a big heart, too. I might have given her like a Valentine's box of chocolates. Thank you for making it so I don't hang myself for at least another 4 months.
Guy's happy he's got a beat to go to for a while and a paycheck.
He's like, what did you? People are asking him, finally, Greg, what'd you find out from Caitlin? I tell you guys, this is the most attention I've ever gotten in my life. I finally feel like my 4 years at Purdue paid off.
But instead, he goes back to the office. Doyle,
step in my office. Did you whip your dick out in front of Caitlin Clark? No. Well, the news seems to think you might have. I told her I'm glad she's here and I love her. Ah, God, no. You can't tell girl athletes you like them. They get mad about that. What can I tell them? And you can't tell them you don't like them. And you can't tell them you like them. You just ask her questions like, do you like Indianapolis? You know, stuff that makes people uninterested.
It's 4:00. Go cover the field hockey.
It's this poor bastard. I mean, and I thought when I first read the story, I'm like, man, talk about making nothing out of something. It's everywhere now. Is that Greg?
Yeah.
He looks like Michael Stipe from REM.
Yep.
The poor bastard has been doing this forever. No, you know what? And also, if he's been doing it for like 20 plus years or however long he's been doing it, and this is the most egregious thing he's done. Right. Give the dude a little grace. He's done a pretty nice job of me not knowing who he is. He's been a professional for a long time. He apologized, which is the kill. He's done. He said he was sorry.
On this show, fire. Gilbert Gottfried never apologized.
He said he was sorry. Never apologized to a mob. That was Adam Carolla's best advice to me ever. Apologize to an individual if you feel like they deserve it. Never apologize to a mob. They're never right. A mob is a frenzy of thought and feeling, and it thinks it wants something in return to calm it down. But all you do every time you talk to the mob and try to defend yourself is fuel the mob. Never apologize to a mob.
They'll never react with, all right, we've all calmed down. Nope, there's pitchforks and torches. They're hysterical. They've lost their minds. And it's all WNBA fans. You can't even let a guy say, I love this is going on here. I think it's great. And so what? Maybe he is attracted to her. He didn't come on to her. It could have been a lot worse.
That's his apology.
It says, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. Today, I was part of the problem. See you, Greg. Pussy.
Part of the problem, the coverage? That's the whole
proper
thing.
Proper thing would to do is just idea. Leave it alone or say,
let it die.
I didn't do what you're accusing me of. Nothing I did was inappropriate. Nothing at all. If you're that fragile, by the way, if you're that fragile that somebody can't go, I'm so glad you're here and throw a heart thing. If you give this to me, we're going to be great friends. This is awesome. Love me. I'm part of the media. Love me back and I'll love you. This is going to be great. Too fragile to hear that without thinking, oh, I'm about to get raped. Then you're the problem. Caitlin Clark is a lot stronger than that.
I would hope so.
You would hope so.
She went on Saturday Night Live. She allowed Michael Che to make jokes about
right.
her.
Right. Doug Williams. How long have you been a black quarterback? A guy asked him.
She went on SNL.
Yeah. How long have you been a black quarterback is a question that Doug Williams got. Did he wilt on, oh, I'll never be the same. How the whole league's ruined. The press hates. No. The dude that did it, you're like, that's the dumbest question that's ever been asked in the history of sports. You realize that? I don't know if that guy got fired. I don't even know who it was. He just became a joke. Like, everybody looked at him like, all right, you're an idiot. And we moved on because everybody was stronger back then. Everybody had a backbone to just go, that was dumb. And maybe he did something that made, but I didn't think Caitlin Clark was that upset.
That didn't come out right.
Michael Che on the SNL says, you know, Caitlin Clark's number was retired, or jersey was retired at Iowa and immediately replaced with an apron.
Right. It's funny. It's a funny joke. And you can be that when you're a comedian and everything right. else. Man, oh man, the fragility of it all. I didn't like how that guy liked me too much in my new hometown of fans that I'm trying to win over. Huh? Do you hear what you're saying? Yeah, I didn't like that the press was a little too, likey-likey. I like a press that's kind of like walking a thin line of whether they like me or not. I like to keep it gray. WNBA shooting itself in the foot for 27 solid years. Well done. Idiot. And now, of course, it's going to be the Colin Cowards of the world and everybody else that'll just say, misogyny's alive. The Captain Save-A-Hos that run around. You can't treat women like this. I'm like, what did he? We're going to turn it into like he treated her poorly. It was creepy. Get over it. How about just, maybe it wasn't the best question. Give the guy a break. He's been at it for a long time. I don't think he did anything wrong.
If you do that
wrong.
To us, we'll have a great relationship like the other fans now. Put us in your family.
Oh, let me be part of that family. Give me one of these and we're going to be just fine. I think that guy's got a hard on. I'm pretty sure I'm going to tell everybody about it now, and I'm going to ruin his life over what is just probably one of the safest ways to be attacked in the world. A guy likes me too much without like being a stalker. Basically said, thank you. You're awesome. That's a little far, don't you think, calling me awesome? I think you're awesome. Now, if he was in her window at her hotel doing the little heart thing and pounding on it, it's a crime. He was happy to see her, and they said, don't. They're idiots. That's that boy, the Coyotes roll their eyes at how poorly run the WNBA is. It's just a joke.
Hold my beer.
Yeah. The Coyotes are like, we've been pretty badly run for 28 years. Oh, we're the WNBA. Watch this. Yeah, we haven't done anything right for almost 3 decades. We're going to move to Salt Lake City. That's nothing. We're going to piss off people who like us.
Wasn't like he threw a shoe at her at a press conference.
Did he go Saddam?
Yeah.
You bitch. I hate women. I cover them. Yuck. The guy could be the furthest thing from a misogynist. How do you think? I mean, I would think that if you wanted to cover the WNBA and did it for a long time, you would eventually hate women. John, like that thing would make you hate women. He likes women so much, he goes to WNBA games for his job. For Christ's sake, this guy's a hero. He's basically Susan B. Anthony with a dick.
John, I would say boycott the WNBA, but don't think anyone would know.
They've already done that. It's been kind of an unwritten and unspoken bond between all of society and the WNBA that it's been boycotted.
It's people caught.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to do something.
Couldn't
better.
She have helped him helped out a bro and said that she wasn't offended?
Absolutely. Because I don't know that she even thought the room laughed a little bit. It got a little weird. No big deal. And then after, when she sees all the uproar, goes, "Oh no, that guy didn't do it. What are you guys doing? That guy didn't do anything wrong. He just said he likes me. We're good."
Holmberg's morning sickness.
And maybe inside, like what they did to me when I said Mike Tomlin should be my dad, they wrote little articles saying the professionalism of the journalist, we have to be better about that. And all I said back, and I think I shut it down because I got interviewed. That was how bad that was. Other press guys, well, we'd like to talk to you. And I'm in the lobby at this convention center in Tampa. I'm like, for what? Like, well, we want to talk to you about what you said to Mike Tomlin. I'm like, okay. What do you think it was? I'm like, there was a guy asleep. One of your guys that... One of the people that kept the standard so high and the torch so lit was sleeping during the press conference. I was talking to him. And then it kind of died. But there were two articles because Vince Murata came to me and goes, "You're making some noise." I'm like, "What did I do? I didn't even know he did anything. What did I do?" And he goes, "You're not allowed to like be a fan of stuff. You were on the NFL Network asking that question." I'm like, "Yeah, and?" "You're not allowed to do that." I'm like, there was a dude asleep in the room. Did the NFL Network grab that on the camera?
Bring some reality and some levity to it.
I saw it too, and I realized that man was sleeping. I'm like, all right, so back off. The professionalism died the second one of your crew slept and nobody said a word.
John, I know you're not a fan, but I'd take Caitlin Clark over Bronny James.
In what way?
I don't know.
Because now that's creepy. That guy should lose his press pass.
He didn't specify.
In the NBA? Or like at LA Fitness?
Bronny better looking?
You're an idiot.
On the pickup court?
You're a moron. I'm not a big fan of LeBron James' personality, but the dude had 17 assists. He's 39 years old. I'm taking LeBron James 1,000 times out of 1,000 times.
John, my bigotry just peaked up because I looked up the press conference. I watched it. I don't know if you listened to how he asked the question, but his hillbilly accent makes it sound a lot weirder than you're making it sound. The hillbilly accent can make anything sound creepy, though.
I agree that maybe he's a creep, but this wasn't that bad. But I'm from Indiana, so when I hear, "I'm just happy to see you," like, that's just family being happy to see you.
You give me that gesture.
Yeah.
You start pumping that heart towards me, I'll start pumping something at you.
This guy basically boils down what you're saying.
Yeah. I thought those bitches wanted guys to like their crappy sport. This isn't going to accomplish that. Yep. That was a very succinct way to put that. Thank you. You write like a poet. Thought those bitches wanted us to like their sport. Nah, well, that just got canceled. And I don't blame Caitlin Clark because I don't think she was the one that stirred it up. But man, oh man, the comments and the call for his job. Come on. Everybody, take a step back. Is Caitlin okay? Okay. Then we're all okay. We can't have this. Next thing you know, he's going to bring her flowers and take her to dinner and treat her nice. Huh? We can't have it. What the f*** am I missing here?
This guy.
It's the only good coverage they're thinking they're getting. Anything controversial, we want to happen.
They don't.
They don't want to see highlights.
They don't know what it is. They just don't know. Yeah, we don't want to watch any of your games. This is the best WNBA clip I've seen in years. You remember in your All-Star game, WNBA, when they had to re-tip it because you were the team that got the tip ran the wrong direction? I mean, come on.
John, just one of the million ironies in all this hysteria is the same herd of liber-Nazis is crowing for inclusion, giving men who identify as women to compete in female sports. Yeah. I can't effing wait for 6'8", 245-pound Andrea
it's coming.
From Uzbekistan to make it to the WNBA.
It's coming.
How could they say no?
They can't. They can't. They cannibalize their own. I can't wait. Anyway. I never thought I'd say it, but to that beat writer of the WNBA in Indianapolis, you still got one friend left, player. One brother left, Trey.
Thanks, Doe.
I am your Doughboy. I'm there for you. I got your back, Greg Doyle. Except for you apologize, so I'm stepping away from you now because you're a pussy.
So what, do they snatch his WNBA credentials?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Let me tell you this. I'm surprised more often WNBA beat writers don't go up and go, hi, John Holmberg with the WNBA Times. Can I see your real quick? And they're like, get his credentials. Like, finally, I don't have to do this anymore. Good. I would try so hard to get fired. And then I go work at Home Depot or because if you're probably making like
more than Caitlin.
What you're pulling down as the WNBA Fever writer. But you can get a better job, you know, as a school janitor, I'm guessing. Not worth it. Greg Doyle, if that's your name. Isn't Greg Doyle? Isn't Doyle Rose?
O'Doyle.
Yeah, no, O'Doyle, that's right. Might be the same dude. It's crazy. We're so soft. We're so fragile. The guy might lose his job. The apology, I would assume, he's going to get kicked off the beat. He's not going to be the WNBA Fever writer anymore. That's their move. Get him out of here.
That doesn't show.
You want your 10-5 a year or not? Yeah.
What next? He's going to put her in a house and treat her like a lady and give her a nice family and love her and treat her great? You sons of bitches!
What? He was nice to her? Too nice to her?
So John,
too nice!
What you're saying is they want Jim Cross to be their reporter?
Yeah. Caitlin, welcome to Indianapolis. Okay. Anyway, are you going to score 40 points a night or what? What the... Anyway, go f*** yourself. Jim Cross, KHAR.
It's 3 a.m. Let's go out to the press conference.
Jim Cross standing outside Caitlin Clark's house right now, giving her the heart pump sign and I'm trying to get fired from this job. Hey, Caitlin, go f*** yourself. Jim Cross, KHAR. Yeah, I don't know what they want, but this is ridiculous. And the world is stupid now. He didn't have credentials, John, to be fair. He just stapled a CVS receipt to his chest and they let him in. That's true. They're not going to check him. They can't assume someone's trying to break into the press conference for the WNBA. You can get in there with a...
Anybody who has any logo gear on.
If you have a U-Fest lanyard, they'd have assumed, well, nobody's trying to get into this. Why would we put security up to this? It's like trying to break into jail.
They're making it really quick because it was in the interest of Walmart. Let's get this thing over real quick. Right.
She cut the ribbon and then they moved on. Thanks, Caitlin. Off you go. Off you go. A lot of happy face deals happening inside. Let's move you on. Fever jerseys. $2. Anyway. Sometimes I just hate the world a little bit. It's not helping that this poor bastard's probably... let's do an over-under. Let's do today's FanDuel bet on how fast he gets fired from wherever he works. Think it's today? I think it'll be by Monday. Or suspended. He's going to get suspended. How long is a suspension? A couple weeks?
He'll get banned from covering the WNBA.
You think?
Ooh. No.
worst penalty ever.
Don't do that. Just say, oh, I'm so...
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight, boss. I'm not allowed to go to any more WNBA games or I get yelled at? You just try and keep me out.
We showed him.
That's right. We took away all those tickets at WNBA games. Now, he can't even go to Fry's and buy some gum and a 12-pack of soda and get a free ticket to the game across the street for spending more than $10 at Fry's.
These people don't get tickets with their purchase. Pictures up on the front.
It's everywhere. Like the old checked cash thing. Do not give Greg Doyle the free $10 plus ticket giveaway thingy.
I'm sorry, sir. You're on the grid.
He's wearing a Groucho mask and a mustache. Just some gum and some soda pop.
Wait a minute.
With $10, over $10, you get a ticket to an Indian. Wait a tick. You're Greg Doyle.
No, I'm not. My name's Larry Doyle. Damn it.
Anyway, you know what would be great? Now, this is really dark. Is if they did suspend him, and it turns out it was his dream to cover the WNBA, and they find old Greg dangling from the rafter in a couple of days because he took his life away.
Oh, great.
Oh, Greg Doyle hanging from the air conditioner's pushing around. One of those fans. It's Indiana. They got window fans. Greg Doyle found hung today with a note that said, I didn't mean anything by it. Have we overreacted as a society to a man being nice to a woman?
Found in the Hickory basketball house.
Yeah.
From Hoosiers, the original school.
He's in there with a picture of Gene Hackman on his chest. I did it for you. Coach. Just swinging back and forth. All purple from the neck up. The rest of his body's just drained of blood. Maybe we overreacted a little. He wasn't. All he was saying was he liked her.
Jim Cross live from the Fever Dome.
Jim Cross standing outside of dead reporter's house. Way to go, society. You made him feel so bad. You took his. He's the only man in the world with a dream of cover in the WNBA, and you killed it. And then he killed himself. Go f*** yourself. Jim Cross, KTAR.
Hey, John, just tell that reporter to hold up his $25 fries receipt.
He'll have That's what I just said. Follow
is
along.
It, sorry, yeah. Just
for Christ's sake. The joke blanket thrown over it.
Sorry. Anyway. Responding to other
yeah, it's crazy. So, go get him, WNBA. The Rook versus the Goat coming your way. Don't say anything nice to him. They get mad at that. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, brought to you by our friends at Action Ride Shop on the corner of Gilbert Road and Southern in Mesa. They've got spring specials going on. I'm not sure what they are. Brett knows them, but he's not here.
Oh, I know them.
All right.
Awesome. They'll give you, yeah, you go in there and get a service and stuff like that. They'll start doing your tires for you. And
mention KUPD and yeah. You'll get.
And also mention Josh's birthday and he'll give you a percentage off.
Is it his month? No.
No.
All right.
But somebody has a birthday at all times. Just mention, hey, didn't you have a birthday recently?
Birthday.
And he'll say October. And it's like, that wasn't that long ago. And they'll be like, I'll give you 10% off.
See, what's the birthday special?
Yeah. Somebody's birthday in the building. Maybe it's Brian. Maybe somebody down there's having a birthday. And you can milk a percentage off.
Atreyu Falling Down for our WNBA players. Mm-hmm. AC/DC Who Made Who for the Coyotes Leaving Town. Offspring You're Gonna Go Far Kid for Caitlin Clark. Chevelle Self-Destructor. People are mentioning Matthew McConaughey. Does something happen with him?
I don't know.
A couple of songs for him. I haven't heard anything about that. Stand Up and Shout by Steel Dragon. Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy for Doug Hopkins' birthday.
There you go. How about that? Well, actually, we should play Bodies for Doug Hopkins' birthday because okay. Every year at the Night of the Singing Dead, Doug joins us on stage to do whatever that thing his body does when Bodies plays. I think it's dancing. Also, maybe a strong seizure.
Also, it's like he was touched by Benny Hinn.
Yeah, it's
convulsing.
It's evangelists curing a guy of baldness, I think, and his body's reacting. It's definitely not normal movement. But he gets up there with us for Bodies, so we'll do a little Bodies there for Doug. Drowning Pool. Happy birthday, TV's Doug Hopkins. You're my favorite.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.9.